Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Darius A, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2014, and this is Christopher Clark, United Master Executive Council Communication Chairperson reporting, and together we will do better. The very most important responsibility of a union is to protect members' jobs. This core principle is the heart, soul, and the foundation of AFA. Within our union, as individuals, we may have differences of opinion on the direction our union takes. But in the matter of a potential involuntary furlough, our leadership is resolute and steadfast in upholding that priority. This is not the first time you've heard this, and it will not be the last. As we move forward tomorrow with the close of the voluntary furlough bid, our union will continue to uphold our defense of our members' jobs. We will assertively and rigorously defend each and every member and pursue all necessary action to prevent any United flight attendant from being subject to involuntary furlough. It's important to keep in mind the upcoming timeline and processes. The voluntary furlough bid close and award will be tomorrow, January 8th, 2014. The Partnership Program 11 bid close and award will be January 13th, 2014. Continuing advocacy to the company by AFA for mitigation of any remaining manpower issues. Aggressive and deliberate action to enforce our contractual protections. Continuing and ongoing efforts to mitigate the impact of any involuntary furlough. United's success is dependent on management recognizing the invaluable people who are United Airlines. We are not numbers, not file numbers, not productivity equations on a chart in an office in downtown Chicago. We are our company. We work with heart, and United's passengers depend on us each and every day. The people we work with, care about, and love depend on us too. As employees of this great airline, we are loyal, hardworking, generous, and we give every single time we show up to work. We expect the same in return from our company. United Airlines management must make the right choice to work with our union for viable solutions. This is what we expect because it's the right thing to do. Looking back just over the past 13 years, consider all we've been through. Consider the changes our airline has made and the decisions that brought us to these places. This furlough is a pivotal moment for our history. We've seen promises made and promises unfulfilled. We often speak of opportunity with United Airlines and United management. Before us stands an incredibly important opportunity to do the right thing. It is imperative that management make the right choice for United flight attendants, for our airline, and for our collective future success. United will announce their 2013 year-end financial performance on January 23, 2014. Consistent with the terms of Section 5J2 of our contract, if the company earns more than $10 million in pre-tax profits for the year, a profit-sharing payment will be paid to eligible flight attendants. We will have the ability to designate a percentage of our profit-sharing award to our contractual 401k or UK Stakeholder Plan retirement savings accounts. Based on our recommendation and feedback from other employee groups, the company will be leaving the selection window open after the earnings announcement to provide an opportunity for you to make this final decision. For this year, elections can be made during the period from January 1st, 2014 through January 27th, 2014, during which time you can decide to defer all or some percentage of your contractual profit sharing payment to your 401k retirement savings accounts or your Roth 401k plan, if applicable, or the UK Stakeholder Plan account. United anticipates that the payments will once again be made mid-February. Keep in mind that making an election to contribute a percentage of your profit-sharing payment into your 401k or UK Stakeholder Retirement Savings Plan is a one-time election that will have no impact on your normal payroll contribution election. All monies not deferred to the Retirement Savings Plan will be paid consistent with the manner in which you receive your monthly paycheck, either direct deposit or as a paper check. Keep in mind, IRS regulations dictate that these types of special payments require federal income tax withholding at a minimum rate of 25% plus Social Security, FICA, Medicare, and any applicable state and local income tax withholdings. As a further clarification, if you elect to defer 100% of your profit sharing payment on a pre-tax basis, understand that IRS rules require this federal tax deferred payment is still subject to Social Security, Medicare, and applicable state and local income taxes. Further, the aggregate sum of those amounts, Social Security plus Medicare plus state and local taxes, is further subject to federal income tax withholding. If you wish to defer any portion of profit sharing payment to an eligible retirement savings account, you must make an election. Absent an election, the profit sharing payment plan will, profit sharing payment will be distributed as a cash payment subject to all applicable federal, state, and local taxes and FICA withholding. On December 24, 2013, United's Your Benefits team sent an email to an undisclosed group of recipients addressing the refund process for imputed income paid during 2013 by those individuals who had same-gender spouses. As a result of the historic defeat of the Defense of Marriage Act earlier this year, refunds of the imputed income for health and welfare benefits, as well as travel entitlements, were due to those with same-gender spouses. We encourage management to complete these processes in a timely manner. Regrettably, we are learning of a number of problems. Some flight attendants who have same-gender spouses were never notified, nor included in the list of those who should have had an adjustment to the imputed income. Others received only partial adjustments for the value of the health and welfare and past travel benefit without an explanation of why the full amounts were not refunded. Yet others received substantial refunds. Our union has been attempting to obtain additional information from United Payroll about their process on this issue, as well as to obtain information on who should be contacted if flight attendants have questions about the amounts they did or did not receive, and to challenge any improper calculations. We have learned there were representatives from many areas of the company involved in determining the process by which refunds of the imputed income would be made. We are expecting additional information from the company within the days ahead. Additionally, the December 24th email from United Benefits describes the process by which these flight attendants with same-gender spouses can participate in a FICA tax refund process for 2013 and provided a FICA tax refund confirmation form to be completed and returned to Employee Information Services. W-2C forms will not be created beyond January 30, 2014, so we encourage you to complete these forms at your earliest opportunity. We are continuing to seek an understanding of the process that is to be used by employees who may have questions or require clarification. Once a solid process for handling questions for those flight attendants with same-gender spouses is in place, we will provide an update. Thanks for calling this evening. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines.